With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana lawmakers have narrowly voted down a proposal to create a panel that would decide which patients are eligible to receive Medicaid reimbursement for abortion-related services. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports a slate of other bills to restrict access to abortion are awaiting consideration by the governor.
Lawmakers on the Senate Finance and Claims Committee voted 9-10 to reject creating the panel to decide who could get abortion services paid for under Medicaid as a potential add-on to the state's $12 billion budget. It would have created a panel made up of three appointed physicians who would review why patients enrolled in Medicaid accessed abortion care to determine if they meet criteria for reimbursement. That criteria was defined in the proposal as abortion that is medically necessary, necessary if the pregnant patient's life is in danger, or in cases of rape or incest. The Republican majority at the Montana legislature has passed several bills that would restrict access to abortion, and those are awaiting either a signature or a veto from Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. One would ban abortions at 20 weeks, another would put restrictions on medication abortions, and a third would bar health insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchange from covering abortion. Gianforte has said he is anti-abortion. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.